One of Australia's largest meat processors is desperately trying to redeploy 1,400 workers after a massive fire that destroyed its abattoir east of Adelaide overnight. The abattoir is owned by Thomas Foods International and takes beef, sheep and goats from thousands of farmers nationwide. All the workers and the animals escaped safely, but it is a blow to the industry and, of course, to the workers. A short time ago, the abattoir's owner, Darren Thomas, spoke to reporters.
My most important thing when I got the phone call was that there was no injuries. As I said, the business almost takes a second stage to that because I want to make sure that our employees, their welfare. And I said, my main focus will be over the ensuing months is to ensure that as many of our people are gainfully employed in whatever format that may be.
South Australian abattoir owner Darren Thomas. Our reporter Marty McCarthy is following this story in Adelaide. Marty, tell us what happened at the abattoir.
Well, the fire started accidentally. It happened during maintenance work last night, and it's in a building 100 metres long and four storeys high. So that gives you a bit of an idea of as to how big the flames got. Murray Bridge, though, with its population of 16,000 people, has been understandably rocked by this accident. It's effectively put 10% of the town temporarily out of work. So counselling support is now being provided to staff, and financial support hasn't been ruled out at this stage either. But at this stage, there are still a lot of unknowns for a lot of the workers there.
This will have national implications for the meat industry, won't it?
Yes, it will. Thomas Foods International, it sources livestock from really all over the country, even as far as Western Australia, and that's from thousands of farmers as well. So 70% of its product is even exported, so there might even be some impact internationally. But for that reason, because it's exported, it's not expected this event will have a major impact on lamb and beef prices for consumers here in Australia, as some have expected in the media today. But as for farmers and workers and the owners as well, things still aren't quite so clear. Social media lit up with vision of flames four stories high.
Cars everywhere. People all over the joint come to see what's going on.
The inferno took 100 firefighters 12 hours to get under control. Darren Thomas, the chief executive of Thomas Foods International, was on holiday with his family when he got the call from emergency services. He rushed back to Murray Bridge, east of Adelaide, to see his family business burning.
And I've literally seen 20 years of my life almost evaporated before my eyes.
Fire authorities have revealed the blaze was sparked by a maintenance worker who was welding a bin.
No, look, by its terminology itself, it's an accident. As I said, this is a family business and, you know, I've made plenty of mistakes in my life and accidents.
TFI has grown rapidly in the three decades since it was established and has sites at Tamworth in New South Wales and Wollongarra in Queensland, along with its SA operations. It is Australian owned, exports to 80 countries and has an annual turnover of more than $1 billion. Its lamb, beef, mutton and goat production supplies major supermarkets in Australia, Asia and the United States, and it supplies the McDonald's chain. Brendan Lewis, the mayor of Murray Bridge, says the fire will have major financial ramifications.
They are an extremely large player for the state's economy, certainly our economy, the state's economy and nationally. I mean, Thomas Foods now are positioned in other states of Australia. I'm of the opinion, knowing the family, that they'll recover from this as fast as is humanly possible.
The Murray Bridge factory is one of the biggest abattoirs in the country, killing 50,000 lambs a week and 5,000 head of cattle. Adrian Pederick, member for the state seat of Hammond, says the fire will affect farmers nationwide.
Oh, well, look, this is a major food processor. They process 1,000 cattle a day and 11,000 sheep a day, and those are big numbers in anyone's language, and they do draw stock from not just the state but across the country. There is going to be some short to medium term pain, but there needs to be assessment. No one's been able to get in apart from emergency service personnel.
Lamb producer Alex McGorman sends 800 lambs to the TFI site at Murray Bridge a week. But he's optimistic. He says the high lamb price will help many producers ride out delays in processing.
Probably the shining light for us farmers statewide, nationally, is that we're at record levels. If this affects our prices of lambs because there's loss of kill space, I believe farmers, we can ride it out for a short term. It's probably the best time for it to happen.
The price of trade lambs increased by more than a dollar per kilogram over the past 12 months. So farmers have some cash to fall back on.
farmers aren't going to be hurting as much as the workers.
Jamie Marshall from the Australasian Meat Industry Employees Union says they're trying to do all they can to support the workers.
Most of them are just concerned about what's going to go on with ongoing work and ongoing payments and how they're going to pay their mortgages and keep their family fed.
Jamie Marshall from Australasian Meat Industry Employees Union. Marty McCarthy, our reporter.